It's time to take a look up at Hillsboro. We got the mayor of Hillsboro, Tom Stevens, on the line right now. The big meeting of the town board coming up, which is still on tonight at 7 o'clock with a limited agenda, but a big item that a lot of people are watching is the decision on a new town board manager that's scheduled to take place at the meeting tonight. Mayor, thanks for joining us, and how's the weather up there?
Well, we want people to be very careful out there, Aaron. As you said, the fluffy stuff is coming down. It's kind of big, wet snowflakes coming down right now. It's sticking a little bit. I've heard the roads are a little bit slushy. They can still get around, but it is if you don't have to be on the road, certainly it's better not to be. That said, we have a couple critical items tonight. And we are going to continue with our board meeting, unless we get a really bad turn for the worse. Have our police department is just going to be helpful with some of our commissioners if necessary. But there's a few items that we need to take care of tonight, even if we have to shorten the agenda somewhat.
And is the town board member that decision still on for this evening?
Well, I think we're just going to play that by ear.
Okay.
That's one of those, and just see what it is. The critical items, a lot of them are just on our consent agenda, so that doesn't really take a lot of time, but they are time sensitive and very critical to us. One is awarding the construction contract for what we call the CMAC sidewalk project. And the CMAC is congestion mitigation and air quality. It might be better known as the West End Sidewalk Project. Of course, we finished up last year with a big sidewalk and streetscape improvements in downtown. This is on the West End, that little commercial district where Hillsboro Barbecue and Nestry Tavern, Mystery, Paul's at the Corner are all located. It's a very bad turn there. We also want to extend the sidewalk down Calvin Street to the entrance to Riverwalk. So put in some curbing, probably change the that curve to an actual stop sign, try to make that where pedestrians and car traffic intersect, make that a lot safer in the West End. And we're already so far behind on this, and we just got to keep that going. So it's approval of the contract. I don't even think there's going to be discussion about it, but we want to get that approved. The other big one is various financing contracts that we need to do is to keep moving on our reservoir expansion. That's something that we need to do in 2018. So we do it under the current permit that we have. And so those are things that are on the consent agenda and expect to be approved. What I believe we're going to do, a couple of important things for us is the selection of the candidate to fill the seat that's going to be vacated by Commissioner Brian Lowen. Just looking at a preview of some of our budget items, I think we're going to see just how much attention span we have with folks and how much discussion. Chances are, I think we'll probably get to have some discussion on those items, and I hope we'll be able to make that decision tonight, but I think we're just going to play it by ear.
7 p.m. tonight, hillsboronc.gov is the town's website. If you're listening out there and you want the full agenda, you can get it all online at, again, hillsboronc.gov. Not the only significant meeting that Hillsboro's having this week. Obviously, the weather's going to be a lot better again starting tomorrow. It'll warm up. We'll get all this stuff beginning to melt away. And then the town's planning board meets later on this week, right, with the Route 70 project on the docket there, too.
That's right. And that's part of the regular cycle of making development decisions. And so the one that's got people's attention is the rezoning for Highway 70. Generally, we have a public hearing in 1 month that is then reviewed for recommendations by our planning board the next month and then comes to the town board. And this schedule has been a little bit off. We had to delay our public hearing in January, so we moved that to February 15th. The planning board is meeting this week on the 15th and to consider a number of items, including the Highway 70 rezoning, where the county wants to put a campus with a detention center and agricultural center and also some parks offices. And then that will come to us on March 26. Normally, we would wait till our first regular meeting of the month, which would be in April. But again, as part of this whole cycle, we want to have our board that has followed that entire cycle, which includes Commissioner Lowend, and will still be on board at our March 26 meeting. And then when we get into our first meeting in April, on April 9th, is when we will actually swear in the new commissioner to be appointed. So there's a lot happening in the next 3 or 4 weeks here in Hillsborough.
And as far as that March 26th meeting goes, with regard to the rezoning, is the board likely to make a decision on that at that meeting?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yes. I think we have plenty of information. Certainly there's a lot to weigh, but I don't think there's anything that would cause us to delay a decision with that. It's not like we're waiting for particular information. We've got the information there. We know that there's different thoughts on that. And like everything, there's a lot to consider. But I would be surprised if there was something that would cause a delay in that, other than a big snowfall.
Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, hillsboroughnc.gov is the town's website for more information. You can also go to visithillsboroughnc.com for info about events and happenings and the community calendar for the town of Hillsborough. And as always, there's a lot of events coming up in town over the next couple of days, couple of weeks. What are some of the highlights?
Well, we've got one thing, our Chamber of Commerce, and we have a young professionals group, which has just gotten underway in the last year or two, and they've been very, very active. And so the Chamber and our young professionals group have partnered with some programs at the community college and with the career and technical education programs at Cedar Ridge and Orange High schools here, and we also, of course, our hospital campus, UNC Healthcare, has always been a big community contributor. And so all those folks are getting together for a program on Wednesday evening, March 14th, which is Got Skills. And so all high school students are invited. It's a chance to look at really meet with some sort of local professionals, try out their soft skills and everything from just sometimes the basics, like how do you do an appropriate handshake, what's appropriate dress for an interview, and there's chances to do a mock interview and look at resumes, and also you know, kind of work on your college
application.
So anyway, that's happening Wednesday at the UNC hospitals at 5 to 7. We encourage families and high school students to come on out. It is St. Patty's Day this weekend, and
yes.
So I know a lot of our establishments are having celebrations, and I'm looking forward to those on Saturday. But probably the thing I'd really like to highlight is, we've spoken about this before, this is the Elizabeth Keckley Bicentennial, and Elizabeth Keckley is really maybe somebody who's been underappreciated historically. She was an enslaved young woman when she was in Hillsborough, but she did, a little later in life, manage to purchase her freedom, became a very successful businesswoman and a big dressmaker, and captured the attention of Mary Todd Lincoln. And she ended up spending the Civil War time as Mary Todd Lincoln's professional kind of assistant and her dressmaker living in the White House. And she wrote a book about this later. And so the Burwell School has always had a lot of information about Elizabeth Keckley, but this Sunday on March 18th from 2 to 5, there's going to be a focus on Elizabeth Keckley. Some different programs and presentations will be made. We do have an event at the Burwell School, which has one of a reproduction dress that Keckley made for Mary Todd Lincoln, and a whole new exhibit. We really are celebrating this year. This is, of course, the year we're also celebrating the 200th bicentennial of, not the 200th bicentennial, it is the bicentennial.
It's been a long time ago.
so of Frederick Douglass, but you know, here in North Carolina's own Elizabeth Keckley. So that's a thing to check out at the Burwell School, and you can find information about that at the visit hillsboronc.com, as well also at the Burwell School website. And look for events throughout the year that this will be celebrated here in Hillsboro.
Absolutely. Visit hillsboronc.com is the website for more info on the community calendar. Hillsboronc.gov for the town government's website. Mayor Stevens, thank you so much. Stay safe out there.
You too.